Well, the first reaction is it's another very sad day for all Somalis. These suicide bombings in particular, which have become a hallmark now of the Al-Shabaab organization, are tactics that are abhorrent to essentially all Somalis except for the leaders of Al-Shabaab. And yet they continue to use these tactics. They use them most recently in the bombings of the two locations in Kampala, Uganda, and they've done them on numerous occasions before inside Somalia. I was recently in East Africa and talked with a lot of Somalis, particularly in Kenya, and I didn't encounter anyone who approved of this kind of a tactic, even though some of them may have had some mild sympathies for Al-Shabaab. They just saw this as something that was totally un-Somali and shows the desperation, or the corruption, perhaps is a better word, of Islamic values that is being carried out by Al-Shabaab.
You mentioned the corruption of Islamic values, but they're doing something to convince people to kill themselves for this cause.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I think if you look at the past evidence on the suicide bombers that they have persuaded to engage in this kind of activity, they tend to be young people, very young people. I hesitate to use the word brainwashed. That maybe clinically is not quite the right term, but they're getting people who are very impressionable and very malleable and manipulable, and convincing them that this is something that is good for them personally and perhaps even good for the organization. And they've obviously had considerable success. That's very scary that they're able to do that. But if you take someone who's in their teens and they have no job, they have no future, they have nothing, and somehow you can convince them that they're doing some good somehow in this very perverted kind of way, maybe it's not so surprising that they're able to attract them.
Many analysts have said that the transitional federal government is very shaky, possibly hanging by a thread if not for the support of the AU troops there. How can it withstand attacks like these?
Well, this one, if the numbers are as high as are being suggested, will clearly pose somewhat of a greater problem. But it's not the first time that these tactics have been used directly against members of the transitional federal government. The suicide bombings have also been used against people who have had no affiliation with the TFG at all. The suicide bombing in Mogadishu against the graduating students at Benadir University in Mogadishu last December, a case in point, killed several TFG ministers, but killed far more graduating students. These kinds of things, I think, have had a very negative blowback for Al-Shabaab.
From what you know of the situation, would you say that most Somalis do not support Al-Shabaab?
Well, I think that's clearly the case. The support for Al-Shabaab is quite weak. You're also right in pointing out that the TFG is equally weak, if not weaker. And as a result, Al-Shabaab is operating in many parts of the country in something of a vacuum because there is no TFG presence there. And the fact that they are kept largely in power because of the presence of the African Union Peacekeeping Force is a fact. The TFG has simply got to convince Somalis that they have a vision for the future, they're able to implement it, and to attract support from other parts of the country where people are otherwise simply intimidated by the Al-Shabaab presence. But to suggest that significant numbers of Somalis approve of Al-Shabaab, I think, is just plain inaccurate.